Thank you, Mr. President. Let me start by welcoming our new colleagues. As we say goodbye to the year of the red, while welcoming the year of the ox, allow to start by wishing all of my colleagues that celebrate the start of the new year. And also let me thank you for giving me the floor. And on behalf of my delegation, I would like to express our appreciation for the manner in which you have carried out consultations on the draft decision. By building on the Algerian proposal of 2020, you have not only demonstrated a progressive approach, but also your willingness to listen to the various views expressed. South Africa welcomed the ratification of the CTBT by Cuba and called for the universalization of the CTBT. We hope that all states, in particular Annex 2 states, will ratify the CTBT so that it can enter into force. I would also like to reiterate South Africa's view that the continued impasse in the CD is not sustainable and will increasingly affect the relevance and stature of and international confidence in the CD as the single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum. We all have to play our part to restore confidence in the CD, and we all have to ensure that we strike a delicate balance to enable the conference to resume its substantive work, but at the same time, to ensure that we do not dilute the negotiating mandate of the conference. Regarding the proposals that were circulated by the Secretariat, as indicated previously by South Africa remains flexible. And in the spirit of compromise and the call by you, Mr. President, to open the door, South Africa can live with what is currently on the table. Though not ideal, South Africa will not stand in the way of consensus. Mr. President, please allow me to refer to my statement last week and specifically the question related to whether some of the meetings of the subsidiary bodies will be held in a formal setting. We hope that some of the sessions will be held in an open and formal setting. In closing, Mr. President, let me thank you and your team, as well as the P6, and to assure you that the South African delegation remains, as in the past, flexible, and would like to assure you of our delegation's continued cooperation and support. I thank you.